Hello, Madison. Welcome to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast, a show about clean tech, renewable energy, and the ways this rapidly growing industry is changing how we think about power. The Wisconsin Energy Broadcast is a project of the Perpetual Notion Machine. Now, here's your host, Heather Allen and Nan Fay.
Hi there, you're listening to the Wisconsin Energy Broadcast. It's our pledge drive episode, and I'm here with my co-host, Nan Fay.
Good evening.
And we're really excited to talk to you today because we have very special guests on today. We have a group of students from West High School. They came in and talked to us about the West High Green Club that has raised a significant amount of money for solar panels on their roof. I really enjoyed talking to them, Nam. What did you think?
It was really exciting. It's so much fun to be around a group of really dynamic, interested, energized high school students.
Yeah, I have to say, of all the shows that we've done this entire half of a year that we've worked together, it was by far the most inspiring episode. So we're excited to play that for you later in this episode.
We're bringing you a special interview today with members of the West High School Green Club who have a rooftop solar project coming up in 2018 on the roof of their school. And we're joined in the studio today by Charles Hua, Ian Shi, Naya Bonick, Lucas Labreglio, Kari Weiss, and their advisor, Mr. Patrick Grady. So they've pulled together a big project that'll be installed on the roof of the school building this summer, but we'd like to hear a little bit about the Green Club in general before we go to the specifics of this project.
Sure. A little background about the Green Club. The Green Club was started back in 2001, and it was brought about by a student. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Nepal, and when I had that experience, I saw a lot of evidence of climate change, and I brought that to the classroom. And a student came up, and his name was Ian Alley, and he said, "Hey, we should have a club dedicated to the environment to talk about what you're bringing up in the classroom." And so it began as a student-led organization, and the initial projects were recycling. We didn't have a recycling program. Biking to school days, energy efficiency before lights were on dimmers and things like that. And so we got involved in various competitions with other schools, just trying to raise the level of consciousness among the student body. And over the years, students have come into the club, and they've brought about various ideas. One idea was e-cycling drive, which was brought about 6 years ago, and that's been sustained over the number of years. And we've recycled tons of electronics and raised thousands of dollars through that program. Composting has gotten off. We still got to work on that. But it's been very student-led, and it's been a great pleasure working with students over 17 years on these projects.
That's really great. How many students are involved in the club these days?
There's probably a good 40 or 50 students, I would say. And over the years, the club size fluctuates, and with Charles and Naya and everyone else's leadership, they've really brought the club to a whole new level over this last year.
That's really great. Well, thank you for your interest, and thank you, Mr. Grady, for your supervision and mentorship of the group.
It's a pleasure.
I'm sure it is. Turning to the solar panel project itself, I used to live in the neighborhood, and if I recall correctly, there are some solar panels on the roof right now. What's going to happen with those?
Yeah, so those were installed at West High School as part of a grant that MGE established. And so those solar panels are still generating electricity, but they'll be kept in place. Our solar panel system will simply be an expansion of that system. So we're expanding the system by nearly a factor of 10 to 15. So we're looking to install over 100 solar panels to constitute a 30-kilowatt system for the initial phase of the project. And then we expect future years of Green Clubs to continue expanding to the system until West High School achieves our long-term vision of carbon neutrality. And so that's our long-term goal.
That's a very ambitious and laudable goal. Thank you for your efforts. How did this project come together?
Yeah, so I I think that one of the biggest motivators, the biggest catalysts for this project is that this group of students recognizes the importance of environmental activism, especially at a young age, because we recognize the fact that youth will be disproportionately burdened by the negative environmental consequences of climate change. And so it's very important for young people like myself to actively get involved in sustainability and expanding access to clean, renewable energy. And so recognizing that, we viewed pursuing a solar project as one of the most practical, effective ways for us to achieve that goal of carbon neutrality, but also to send a message to both other students, administrators, parents, community leaders, that youth have a vested interest in sustainability issues, that youth have commitment and dedication to pursuing and advancing these sustainability issues, and that we do ultimately have or should have a voice in matters of sustainability. And so that's been the biggest catalyst for our involvement. And then we've seen a ton of support both from community members, from parents. We've coordinated alumni fundraising drives, and the immense amount of community support has really kept us involved in this issue. And in terms of what makes youth activism so interesting is that it's an open-ended solution that doesn't have obvious, well-defined solutions. So that's what makes this work immensely fulfilling, is that it's always a new creative venture to figure out how we can solve different challenges facing our community.
Can one of you talk about how you're paying for the project? Who's involved in financing it?
Yeah, so in our fundraising efforts, we've drawn from various sources, including we started, I think we really wanted to focus on the community. And so we tackled some small scale projects, like at the 4th of July Regent Neighborhood event, we went there and we set up a little stand that informed people in the community about what we were going to do, including some games for kids, just to get everyone involved. And while the money that we raised there didn't really significantly really impact our fundraising as a whole compared to the grants and other kind of company donations that we had, it was important in letting the community know what we were doing, and it also got individual donations. And people in the community, like in the Regent neighborhood and beyond that in Madison in general, we had many, many individual donors who could adopt a panel, which basically you would pay $500 to adopt a panel, and you can go on our website and do that. And then we also, like as I said before, we wrote grants that reached out and got us a lot of money. In fact, our biggest grant was a $25,000 grant that we received at the end of our fundraising kind of campaign this year, and that really brought us to a really large amount of money in total.
Have you raised all the money that you need for the project at this point?
Yes, we have, and we exceeded our goal of $50,000. We have over $91,000.
Congratulations, very impressive. Go ahead.
Just to add on to that, So yeah, we definitely, we set a goal that everyone thought was difficult to attain, but one of the other big pieces involved has been the Madison School District. In fact, they've agreed to match $25,000 towards this project after seeing just how committed we are to these issues. And different neighborhood community associations, such as the Regent Neighborhood Association, they've been really instrumental in helping us pull together the financial pieces for this project. And then I guess just to add on to the large scale finances of this project, in fact, West High School actually spends several hundred thousand dollars each year on essentially coal. So we view a moral imperative to help West divest from that use of coal and ultimately help make a secure, profitable financial investment for the school, which will save over $150,000 over 30 years.
And it sounds like this is maybe phase one of the potential for doing other solar installations on the roof of the school. Do you have any estimates now of how, what you could actually get on the rooftop up there if you used all the available space?
We have plenty of space on that roof, and our goal now is every subsequent Green Club will have a goal of at least raising $25,000 every year. So whoever comes into the president role of Green Club, their goal is every year we're going to try to make $25,000 and then continue to add to it until we hit our goal of carbon neutrality. You know, it doesn't make any sense to talk about climate change in the classroom, but do so in a building that contributes to climate change. And so this is just the perfect way for everybody who's concerned to make a difference.
That's great. When do you expect it to be installed and operating?
This summer. That's the goal. So the district has told us that they're hoping to permit the project out and start bidding the project to various energy installers around the end of the spring and hopefully install them before the summer of 2018.
So by the time students arrive in the fall, the system will be generating electricity for the school. That's terrific. That's really great. Would you, for our listeners, would you please let them know your web address if they're interested in finding out more or maybe even contributing to your project?
Yeah, definitely. It's www.
Just start over.
I'm sorry.
Just start over when you got it.
WestGreenClub.org.
Somebody can just say
it's
the sentence.
www.westgreenclub.org.
Great. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like our listeners to know about the Green Club?
I guess we're hoping, since this project is meant as a model for other institutions, particularly educational institutions, to follow in terms of realizing the value of pursuing sustainable projects, sustainable energy projects at schools. We're hoping to expand these efforts, not just at West High School, but also hopefully proliferate them around the Madison School District and hopefully across the Midwest or the United States, seeing this model of youth-driven, youth-inspired, and youth-implemented projects. So we hope to take this on a big scale.
You're setting a very fine example. Thank you very much. It's been fun having you all here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Well, Nan and I are excited to bring to you today a special announcement about an opportunity here at the UW-Madison. Very excited to have Bethany Glinsman, the program coordinator for the Resource Energy Demand Analysis 1-year master's program here. She has 4 years of experience in working in the industry in energy demand analysis, and she's going to tell us a little bit about how that program works and what people do when they graduate from that program, because the application date for this year is March 31st. So you can still apply to this 1-year master's program. So why don't we kick it off? Bethany, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What is RITA?
So RITA is a 1-year master's program, like you said, and we are a little bit different than most master's programs in applied economics in that we focus on preparing our students for professional careers rather than preparing them for a PhD program. So what that means is we focus on lots of hands-on experiences. We have a seminar series where we bring in outside industry speakers to share their research and talk about current topics in the industry. We work with industry partners to gather data sets for our students to work on, real-world data sets, which I think is a great experience for our students. It's all about teaching them the analytical tools to evaluate energy programs and to manage conservation services.
That sounds wonderful. When did the program begin and how many students have gone through it so far?
Yeah, so we are relatively new. We launched in August of 2015, and so we currently have our third cohort of students, and we have somewhere between 15 to 20 students every year.
What are your students doing now once they graduate?
So we've actually had a really great job placement rate that we're excited to boast about. A lot of our students, alumni I should say, have gone on to work with energy consulting firms and energy utility companies. So they're serving a variety of roles within those companies, but a lot of them are working with data and doing analysis in some form or another. A few of them are doing
program design or implementing surveys. Other folks are working with smart meter data. So they have a variety of roles, but they're all really happy with their jobs.
I noticed in looking at the curriculum for the program that there's a practicum element. Can you say a little bit about the kinds of projects your students have done for their practicum projects?
Yeah, so the practicum project happens at the end of the program, and it's a way for our students to synthesize everything they've learned in the classroom. I think it's a wonderful experience for them to take on the job market and talk with their potential employers about after they leave the program. Students have done a variety of projects. Most of them are some sort of data analysis. We've had students work with data from smart thermostat programs, and so you may have heard of the Nest thermostat that learns from the owner's behavior. You can kind of fiddle with the thermostat up and down, and it starts to learn your behavior without having to adjust it. And our students had hourly data from customers with that thermostat, and they actually looked to see whether those customers were saving energy, because that's the point of those kinds of devices. Another cool one, we worked with the City of Madison with the Madison Metro program, and students did a cost-benefit analysis for them for electric buses. And now I believe Madison Metro is actually planning to integrate a couple electric buses into the fleet, so that's exciting.
That is exciting. Thank you for offering your students help to the community.
Where can they find more information if folks are interested?
Yeah, so our website is REDA, R-E-D-A, dot A-A-E, dot WISC, dot E-D-U. And you can find our full curriculum there and all the information about how to apply. Like Heather said, we are still accepting applications through March 31st, and that would be to start our program this coming summer.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.